University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. Hello and welcome. My name is David Stouffer, and I get to be the recruitment coordinator for the UMSL College of Education. Each week on this podcast, we will meet an innovator in the field of education. We will spend some time getting to know them and learning about their work and how it can help you and yours. It is my sincere hope that this podcast will be a source of encouragement and support as you work to continue impacting lives as an educator. I'm joined today by three members of the UMSL College of Education Counseling PhD program. Gan Ratanasivorn was originally from Bangkok, Thailand. He decided to move to St. Louis to pursue his PhD in counselor education in 2019. He's a doctoral candidate who is in his fifth year and proposed his dissertation on the topic of LGBTIQ+ cultural competence and cultural humility development this past summer. He is an advocate for the LGBTIQ+ community who has conducted research, given conference presentations, and published peer-reviewed articles on the topic of LGBTIQ+ mental health. Gan plans to finish his program by the end of 23-24 academic year and find a job in academia in North America. Rachel Gaglio is in her fourth year pursuing a PhD in counseling at the University of Missouri St. Louis. Her research interests include trauma, post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, and post-traumatic growth. As a counselor, Rachel works with clients who have experienced trauma as well as grief and loss. Dr. Philip Wachus is an assistant professor and doctoral program coordinator in the counseling program at the University of Missouri St. Louis. After working for 5 years as a school counselor, he obtained his PhD in counseling and counselor education from the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. Dr. Wachus specializes in qualitative research methods and has conducted numerous studies using a broad range of qualitative research methods. His research interests include the development of teaching and research in counselor educators, research mentorship, and the development of school counselors across their careers.
Well, welcome everyone to the UMSL College of Education podcast. I'm so excited to be here today. This is a really unique and exciting opportunity to learn about one of our very specific programs, the Counseling PhD program. We have three really excited guests. I hope you're excited. I'm excited to have you here. We have Dr. Philip Wachus, who's the faculty director of our Counseling PhD program. We have Gan Ratanasivorn, and we have Rachel Gaglio, two of students in our PhD counseling program. So I'm excited to hear from you all. And thank you guys for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having us, David.
Well, this is fantastic. Dr. Wachus, I want to start with you. Since our conversation is focused on the Counseling PhD program, I wonder if you could just give us kind of an overview of the program, what your role with the program is. Any information about the program that our listeners might need to know in order to be caught up about what we're going to be talking about today?
Absolutely, yeah. So our program is a PhD in counseling and counselor education. So we are often, you know, for counseling, the master's degree is what you get if you want to be a therapist, a counselor. And then the PhD is kind of like taking that next step, going that next level, and could have a variety of different career paths, including being a counselor educator. So like a faculty member who teaches future counselors, or taking on starting, you know, a private practice. It could really help you with that, or helping you take on more of a leadership and advocacy role in your work as a counselor. And within the program, we, you know, offer this really great and flexible internship system where you're able to kind of design your internship to fit your career goals and kind of like pick how many hours you're going to do in terms of counseling, teaching, research, leadership and advocacy, and supervision. And so it's kind of a great way to help you become a more dynamic and well-rounded counselor and educator, and help you kind of like have this sense of community and working to continue to improve yourself.
And I think you mentioned this, and it only makes sense. Everyone in the PhD counseling program comes from a background of at least a master's in some kind of counseling degree and some kind of professional work in the field. Is that accurate?
That's right. Yeah. So you need to have a master's to be able to get into our program in either counseling or a closely related field, maybe like clinical psychology or social work. And many of our students will have experience in the field working as a counselor, but if you're coming fresh out of your master's program, then you're absolutely welcome to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fantastic. Appreciate that. We'll come back to you in a little bit, Dr. Walkus, to get some more information about the program. Gon and Rachel, I know that we'll be calling you doctor very soon, but for now, tell us, if you would, why you chose to pursue a counseling PhD. What attracted you to the program, I guess the degree in general, and then what has been your experience so far? Gon, let's start with you.
So for me, I think I have talked about this multiple times because I also like help out with the candidates who are interested in our program. And I think like when it comes to like why I chose the PhD program, I always thought about the kind of impact that I want to see myself like be able to contribute to the field. Because even originally, and even though like, of course, practice remained to be one of the biggest thing that I think that I'm most passionate about, but the more I grow as a person, the more I see and feel that the one-on-one kind of work in a counseling room, even though it's very important, but if I were to like look in a big picture, I think like be able to impact the field in different ways. And in this sense, I think like I am talking broadly from all perspectives of like what are the components of the counseling PhD program. So by contribution or advocacy, I'm thinking of like both the leadership role and the research itself, teaching and supervision, because I think that as of my original goal, I want to help people in the community out for them to have better mental health. But if I can, of course, impact or advocate for the community from different angle and perspective, it's gonna still like somehow further my cause, but in different forms. So that's why I think that to have a program that actually allow or help me to grow in multiple directions that eventually will still be able to impact the community or the population group that I want to help, it's just like awesome, because I can just like have all of those in one package and then be the one who still like keep on going with the work as well as like improving myself as a person holistically.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Rachel, how about you? What attracted you to the counseling PhD program, and what's been your experience so far?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I earned my master's degree in counseling from UMSL, and I had such a wonderful experience. And kind of to echo what Dr. Walkus was saying, wanted more to develop a more robust education and within the field and to really expand. And so, yes, I have, you know, this education in counseling. I'm also really interested in teaching, in supervision, in research, and also these areas where I have very little experience and understanding. And so I felt like, you know, I was drawn to it because it, you know, created this, the possibilities of where do I go after what's, you know, this kind of big thinking of all of these other opportunities are out there. And now I will have that information that I need to touch the field in a big way.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit, Rachel, if you would, and Gon, I'll come back to you about this as well. In your experience with this specific program, not just as a counseling PhD, but just PhD in general. I think a lot of people hear the word PhD and they kind of immediately turn it off and think, oh, forget that. I could never do that. What has been your experience in terms of some of the rewards and challenges you faced going through a PhD just in general? What have you experienced? What's been some positives and what's been some challenges that you may or may not still be working through?
Yeah, definitely daily working through lots of things. And I think that's something to normalize. It's challenging, but I'll start with the rewards. So I would say the opportunity to develop these relationships. So with your cohort, with your peers, with the faculty, it's, you know, been integral really in my experience and kind of keeping me going, and the mentorship that we receive. And we all come from different backgrounds and experiences, and bringing it all together. I think too, you know, taking that next step in how we're thinking about what we've learned from our master's program and challenging it, thinking in a critical way, and also all of these opportunities that we have been provided. So whether that's looking at, you know, presenting with faculty members and peers, at a conference, being able to collaborate with each other as well in our research, it's very rewarding. And there's that support, there, you know, throughout. Mm-hmm. And that's been really helpful. In terms of challenges, I would say, I think just kind of accepting that discomfort is part of this journey. So, you know, yeah, I, of course, some of these first time, you know, doing research or being a supervisor or teaching, it's going to feel a little uncomfortable at first. And I think, you know, being okay with that discomfort and focusing on, okay, where do I want to go though? And what do I want to learn? And it's like so much of, about personal and professional growth. And so, you know, doing things that make you feel uncomfortable, for instance, like, you know, even something like this, it makes me nervous, and but going for it, right? Doing it, and reflecting on that too. So just that really authentic opportunity to check in with yourself, and you know, you prove to yourself that you're capable of all these things that maybe you didn't think that you were. And so it's challenging and rewarding and awesome.
Sure. Well, you don't appear nervous at all, Rachel. So you're doing a great job. So thank you. Gon, how about you? What has been some of your rewards and challenges you've experienced while pursuing a PhD with us here at UMSL?
I might reiterate what you already said, Rachel, but in my own way, because like one of the things that I always think jokingly is that like becoming a PhD or a doctor, like it's actually like is to be trained to be okay with whatever is being thrown at us, which,
Rachel,
well, of course, I'm glad that you could relate to me in that sense. But I do see that I actually like sweat much, much less like with whatever is being thrown at me. And in a way, I think that speaks for the part about growth, because like the more that we are like challenged in terms of, like doing the things that we are not really confident about or comfortable with, and then like having to face with one's own imposter syndrome or demon or whatever you want to term that. And I think that remains to be like one of the like biggest, I would say, lifelong journey, where like whenever you kind of like come back to the things that you're not too sure about or uncomfortable, and then you learn how to not to emotionally cope with it or learn how to live with that part within yourself, but you also like gather information, help and support to know how you can still survive and thrive. and I think that's like for most of the part, and the fact that we are still all here, I guess, is the thing that usually happens. So that speaks for itself of how good a support I would say like at UMSL, especially in our program here, always offer us.
I totally relate, and I laugh when you said that, because I think back to the old saying, to whom much is given, much is required. It seems like the more we grow professionally, the more responsibilities we have and the more challenges we will naturally face. So I'm encouraged to hear you say that really that you feel better prepared to take on those challenges through the program that you're in. So that's wonderful. So thank you. Gon, we'll start with you this time. How do you see the counseling PhD program at UMSL helping you reach your career goals? And what are those goals? I'd be interested in learning a little bit more about your future.
To begin with, I actually think the process itself is a help in itself in terms of like to get us to think more critically about what we want eventually. And there are like so many aspects to that. Like, for example, even to think about what do I want here? What is realistic or what is possible? Look back at my first year, I struggled quite a lot to think about like how I could maximize the whatever the program had for me, because initially, and I can say this, I think like openly, in terms of the challenge of me being an international student and not knowing like how I can still be able to prepare or just, you know, kind of like be up for what requires of me in terms of if I want to, let's say, find a job or thrive in our field. And so originally I just thought about like, okay, maybe I wanted to become a counselor. I wanted for this, let's say, program to somehow kind of like help for me to land a job, let's say, legitimately in a way. But the interesting thing about that is I feel that the more that I was asked that questions over and over by my committee, by people around me, it got me to think more about like what I want to offer to the field. And maybe back to the answer that I gave earlier, one very interesting thing that I found most helpful was many of the roles that like we were asked to do. Because of course, initially, and I also had some of the practice experiences, so counseling was not the thing that I felt most threatened about to begin with. But many other roles, such as, let's say, being a supervisor. And for me, particularly, that nuance of me being a non-native English speaker and not having, let's say, an insight or understanding of like the background of what people in the US would have or think culturally, racially, all of those things got me so chicken out, honestly, about am I up for it? Like, will they actually like look up at me and think that they can trust me? So on and so forth. So, you know, that I think like goes similarly with like how I felt about myself being their instructor or a group supervisor, so on and so forth. So all of those things like came into play, but I'm so grateful for myself that I didn't back off with all of those things that challenge me. And the more that I like step up my game and try my best to do my best and for them as well. And it turns out that I could do much better than what I feared. And then more and more, it kept on building my sense of confidence and self-esteem, self-efficacy. Yeah. And to the point where I feel like, I don't know, I could now say more confidently that, hey, I have this goal, it has evolved quite a lot. And now I know that it's not only a narrow, let's say, goal as a counselor anymore that I used to have initially. And now it has expanded much beyond that in terms of, yeah, I can see myself like being a good educator. I can see myself being a good supervisor. And then it kind of like open up a lot of doors and opportunities for me, just for the fact that all of these experiences as a whole help and allow for me to evolve. And I don't know, even I could say transcend where I started in the beginning of the program.
That's some great advice. Put you on the spot. I guess I haven't put you on the spot the whole time here. So another question, and Gon, you can answer this as well. If there is specific now to the counseling PhD program, what's the one takeaway you have that you'll remember back on as the best part of the program? One thing that you can say, this really kept me going. This is why I did this. This is the best part of the program Anything come to mind?
That's a tough question because there have been a lot of things. The one thing I will say has kept me going is the faculty and their support, for sure, without a doubt. You know, those moments where you're just questioning your abilities and yourself and all of those challenges, and receiving that support ongoing and has been, you know, so impactful. And I really appreciate that.
It's nice of you to say that. Obviously, I feel that way because I get to work with Dr. Walkus and our faculty every day, but it's really encouraging to hear you say that. Gone, is there one thing that you can pinpoint as the best part of your life right now in the counseling PhD program, or something that really sticks out as one of the reasons you're still here and want to continue?
I think the thing that first came to mind was actually the same thing as Rachel said. So what I can do here is to like further, let's say, elaborate the point. The kind of support that I think is actually captivating to me by the faculties are the fact that it's not only the kind of dry support where you would imagine as of like, hey, how about like this thing, how about that thing? But I think even the care that they have holistically, not only about like my well-being, but as a person, as some extra things that I might have on the table. And also the fact that like they treat us as an equal and to think about our growth opportunities as well. So I think like all of those like come into play in a sense that it feels that they're not just helping us as a student, but they treat us as an equal colleague where they think of our growth opportunities and make sure that we get everything that we need. So I think like in that sense, like being seen holistically, not as a student, but also a young professional, a new professional that they treat us equally, actually help for us to feel even readier to become one, like being among them or around them.
Dr. Walkus, I'm going to leave the last question to you. Talk a little bit about, if you would, the type of candidate that you look for to join the counseling PhD program. And for any of those candidates that feel like they fit that description, what would they need to do in order to be considered for the counseling PhD program?
Sure. Yeah, in terms of what we're looking for with candidates, we want folks, you know, I think we look at the applications holistically. So if there's maybe one of these areas you're maybe not as strong in, I still really encourage you to submit the application. But we're looking for people who have, you know, a decent GPA, people who can demonstrate how they have experience with counseling, whether that's, you know, years working in the field or even just in their internship and their master's program. We want people who have strong interpersonal skills and potential for leadership. We want people who have an orientation towards social justice and are going to, you know, work towards creating meaningful change towards equity and equality. We want people who have good writing abilities and recognize that you know, that can look different for different people too. And we don't expect you to have skills or experience in teaching or research or supervision. Sometimes students do, and that's great. But we want to see that you have potential for those, that you have some of the kind of like critical thinking skills. And we're going to, you know, kind of prepare you, even if you have no research abilities or, you know, no research experience, maybe we're going to utilize that potential that you have and help prepare you with our coursework and mentorship. In terms of applications to the program, we accept applications once a year. Our deadline is November 1st, and that would be to start the following fall. So we don't have rolling admissions or anything like that. With your application, you would fill out the online application, request three letters of reference, get an unofficial transcript to start off is okay. And then when you're accepted, you would need to submit an official transcript. Submit your resume or CV. submit a written paper on a scholarly topic. So for many people, that's like a research paper they've done in their master's program. And then you also submit your answer to 4 specific questions. And you can get those questions and a list of all this on the UMSL Counseling Doctoral Program website is the best place to go.
Wonderful. So anyone who applies now through November 1st and gets accepted would start in the fall of 24.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Is it a cohort? Or are students starting at the same time and going through all of the same coursework at the same time? Or is everyone just working on an individual basis?
So students do start out in the cohort and kind of generally go through the program at the same time. Our program is also flexible, though, and some students choose to go more part-time and some students choose to go full-time. And so it ends up they start off in the same courses, but some students might get like further ahead than others just because they're taking more classes. But I think there's often this sense of camaraderie and cohesion and support among you and your cohort that you start off with. And what I see is the students really seem to build bonds with each other and really support each other and being able to grow and be successful and learn a ton from each other because everyone comes with different experiences as a counselor.
Okay, well, fantastic. This has been great. I've really learned a ton myself about the counseling program, counseling PhD program. And I love hearing, Rachel and Gon, your experiences of what you've been going through during the program. I know it can be very challenging, but it sounds like there are some incredible rewards and some incredible benefits that you're experiencing through the program. So thank you so much for sharing that today. Thanks for the hard work you're doing. You're going to impact a lot of people. You probably already are, and the fact that this PhD program will just open doors for you and the level of impact you continue to have is exciting to hear. So thank you all for being here today. Thank you very much, Dr. Walkus, for helping organize our conversation. I look forward to seeing where you wind up and where your career takes you in the future. So thank you so much for being part of the UMSL College of Education podcast.
Thank you, David. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
If anyone is, you bet. Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Gon. Thank you, Dr. Walkus. If anyone is interested in the counseling PhD program and wants to get a hold of someone to talk more, please reach out to me anytime. My phone number is 314-243-0773. You can call or text anytime, and I can get you connected with Dr. Walkus or any of our advisors to get you some more information.
I am honored that you chose to join me today for the University of Missouri St. Louis College of Education podcast. I hope you'll join me next time. Till then, I'm David Stouffer. Thank you for the work you do. Never forget, you are making a difference every day.